I would prefer using code first when I'm working on some application where I don't care about the underlying database structure. When it's, let's say, some POC or something easier, then code first is no problem at all. However, in past, I saw many applications that had very complex database. There was some partitioning or maybe sharding or maybe temporal tables, and those in past weren't handled very well with code first, where, let's say, entity framework wasn't just covering all those features of a SQL server, or maybe the database was that complex that just doing everything using code first was just crazy. In such cases, I liked to use database first approach. I'm probably too old school. I still like to design my database first, and then usually many modern teams are preferring code first. I get it. So in this case, I usually design my database using SQL Server Management Studio, and then I play with it. I get a feel for the database and for the new structure, whether it works or not. And then I convert it to a code first, and then I make sure that the migrations generate the correct table structure exactly that I need. So when I will prefer to use code first for simpler application, or in cases when there is maybe a more junior team, or maybe when we don't have an available DBA, and when developers need to be more in control. If we have, let's say, very good DBAs, we want to stay in control. We prefer squeezing the maximum out of the performance in that application, and maybe we are not that focused on being able to do a rapid development, build many new features quickly. In that case, I would be using database first approach. Or I'm personally, as I said, using the hybrid that I designed the structure first and just to do like a prototype, and then I convert it to code first, and then I'm checking whether the migrations are really creating the tables that I am expecting in a database.